Hi, my name is Wendy. I'm a compulsive overeater and a sugar addict.
Hi, Wendy.
I'm passing around my pictures from 3 years ago. That was where I was at before I walked in the doors of OA for the second time. I walked into the doors of OA about 24 years ago. And I did what they told me to do. Actually, I even got to the fourth step where I wrote a life story, and it didn't do anything for me. I got pregnant with my daughter, came back to OA with my daughter in her little cradle, brought her to my meetings. It was Sunday morning meetings at Garden Bay. And my life took over, and I left OA. Kept the baby weight on, but it wasn't, there was just nothing that kept me from eating. My eating began as a kid. Things were hiding in closets. I knew where the food was. I should have known I was in trouble when gum was hidden. And I knew where the gum was hiding and climbed as a kid. I climbed in the closet and snuck down the stairs of the basement with this gum, because I didn't want anyone to know that I had gotten the gum. Bubble gum, because that was important, because it had sugar. But that was my life. My life was hiding the food, grabbing the food and running with it and hiding with it. I break her anonymity all the time. She's been around sharing all the time, and some people know her from her shares and her speaks. She had a weight problem, so all my life there's always been the programs and the yo-yos and the ups and downs with the food, and so the sugar was hidden in the closet, and you know, my father had the sugar, but my mother wouldn't let us eat the sugar, and so it was always hidden someplace, and we always found it. But I still remember my mother making all the desserts for my brother's bar mitzvah and wrapping it very tightly in paper plates, wax paper, plastic bags, twist ties, and masking tape, made them forked knocks that nobody would get into these things, and put them in the freezer so they would be safe for the bar mitzvah, because she was making all the food. No, wasn't safe from Wendy. Wendy got into these things. I thought I was the only one getting into them. And I would go into all the different packages. They were good. Come to find out many years later, I wasn't the only one getting into them. Because part of her story is finding out that she wasn't the only one going into those packages. Because she didn't know I was going into those packages. And she had to make more. But that was the life of our family. We were hiding and eating, and we were so consumed with the hiding because we didn't want anyone to know. And I was skinny as a kid. I didn't know, I was seventh grade. I was a skinny thing. I was flat chested, I had nothing. Got to high school and I found dessert. You could buy your own food. And that's what I ate. I ate dessert for lunch because I couldn't have it at home. Started gaining weight. So I started gaining the weight. I went to Israel when I turned 18 in Israel. So when I graduated from high school, I graduated, moved away from home for 10 months. I was gonna diet. I knew how to eat, so I thought. And I went on all these crazy diets while I was out there. I knew to stay away from desserts, and I was gonna eat all this crazy food. Maintained my weight, but I gained it all back when I came home. I was gonna go into nutrition when I went into college, because I wanted to learn about food. I had this obsession with food. Nutrition didn't work out for me. So I went to culinary school, and I said I was kosher, because I was kosher at the time. My house was kosher. I was gonna keep kosher outside my house. Another way of playing with the food. So I ate a certain way. Then I decided I was gonna lose the weight, and I ate only salad. And I lost a lot of weight. My mother was afraid I was anorexic. She took me to a special doctor. Doctor told her not to worry about me because I had meat on my bones. Not to worry, I was fine. And I have a picture of myself, very thin. Didn't stop me. I ate again. And I yo-yoed between diets and fad diets and crazy diets and Weight Watchers and reading these diet cookbooks and, you know, you name it. I was doing anything you could possibly think of. And I even tried, what are they called? Black Beauties, the Speed, or whatever it was called. I tried those a couple of times in high school because somebody had them and she looked really great. She was a cheerleader, and I tried those in high school too. So I tried everything to try and maintain my weight, but I couldn't. It was beyond me. I'm a sugar addict. You know, I had to have sugar. It made me, eating sugar made me feel, it filled the hole that I couldn't fill emotionally. It filled something. Whenever I had an emotional crisis, I went for the sugar. I went for anything. I would eat in the car. I would throw the stuff in the garbage can. I would grab the food out of the garbage can. I'm not gonna have that. I would grab it and I would pull it out of the garbage can. I would even put it in a bag and twist tie it, or tie it in a knot. I'm not gonna go in there. But I would put it in a garbage bag so that I could go back in there because it wasn't gonna be tainted by the garbage. That's how I was got away from putting it in the garbage. I mean, I knew what I was doing. I would go and buy dessert and put it under my car seat and eat it as I was driving so that nobody knew I was eating this stuff, and ration it because I'm driving to work so I could have two of them, and then I could have two more on my way coming home and drive, get back in the car the next morning. Oh yeah, I forgot I had those. I can have them again. Or my husband and I were gonna go on a diet. So I still remember this. We bought all this stuff so that we could binge on it, so that the next morning when we woke up, we were gonna go on a diet. We were gonna eat all this stuff, and I was stuffed. I mean, I stuffed my face, but nothing filled me. Nothing filled me. So, you know, nothing worked. Nothing worked. I was a raving lunatic. I mean, I could tell you all the antics that I did to go. I've done everything. I mean, I even tried purging. That didn't work. That's the only thing I couldn't do. I could not purge. I just could not throw up. But eating, I can do that. I could do that very well. My mother brought me into OA both times. First time she asked me if I would come into OA, and I came with her. The second time, I was hitting the scales. In those pictures that I showed you, I was almost at 300 pounds. And she asked me again if I would come into OA. And something told me just to do it. And I didn't argue with her. I just said, okay, I'll go with you. And I came into OA, and I just took to it like a fish to water this time. Finding a higher power, that was easy for me. I looked around. My first assignment in OA was I found a sponsor, and her first assignment to me was to define my higher power. I had to describe my higher power. I had to describe what it looked like. I can't remember my assignment. Describe what it looked like. Describe what it smelled. I wasn't smelling it. I can't remember what I had to do now. What doors could it open? What doors couldn't it open? There was a whole big thing of what I had to write on. And I kept looking around my house. What am I going to define as my higher power? Back then, the only thing I had around my house that meant anything to me was angels. That was the only thing I had. And for me, growing up in a Jewish family, you didn't believe in angels. But for some reason, for me, angels were my comfort. And that's what I believed in. I said, well, that's what I'm describing. And I described my angels. Not only did I realize I had angels there, I had serenity prayers all over my house all these years. Never realized I had them in my house. I'm like, I've been surrounded all this time and never realized it. So my serenity just started right as I walked in the door. I said, okay. So I found my food plan. I never committed my food to my sponsor from day one. I committed it to a nutritionist a year later. But what I did do is I stopped eating sugar immediately. A year later, I stopped eating wheat. So I have been sugar-free for 3 years, and I have been gluten-free for 2 years, a little over 2 years now. And the only thing I eat is corn flours. That's the only thing I have in my diet right now. And I have some grains in my program. So my meal plan is based around a nutritionist that I currently use. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I don't see her right now either, but there's a lot of issues that are going on in that aspect of my life. Never in my wildest imagination did I think I would be half my size, ever. I haven't seen this size since high school. And there's someone in here who saw me just a little while ago, a couple months ago, and I hasn't seen me this size. So this program, working the steps, working a complete fourth step, working every step, making my life, turning my will and my life over to the care of a higher power, that is what helped me get through the steps. That's how I am. That's how I live my life. I live the program. I live the 12 steps in all aspects of my life. There is nothing, this life that I am going through right now, a change in my life with a job that I just started a little over 2 months ago, that I am currently leaving without another job lined up. I'm doing it in the care of God. I'm in God's hands, whatever God wants me to do. Because I need to do that. I have the support of my family going through it. It's lunatic. It's a lunacy. But I'm going through it, peaceful and serene. I'm not taking control over it. It's going to be what it's going to be. And I'm very content with it. I just hope I make it through the next week and a half. and I'm making it one through one day at a time. So when I lose weight right now, it upsets me because I'm not trying to lose weight. But I'm comfortable in the lifestyle I am living because I'm living it through the 12 steps of OA. I'm living it peacefully and serenely. I'm living it through this prayer of serenity. I live it. That's all I can keep saying, because my life is this program. And that's all I have to share.